It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That's right. We have Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson on the line. Morena Desley, how are you?
Morena, girls. Really, really great. Oh, my goodness. A fantastic day in the city. And honestly, the city is just buzzing. Last night, I went to the Ockham New Zealand Book Awards as part of the Writers' Festival. Fills my heart, to be honest, if you love books. And honestly, it was outstanding. The former Prime Minister won an award for her book. But the big winner on the night was a Wellington-based essayist, a lady called Ingrid Horrocks. And her book was All Her Lives, and it's about nine different women, nine different stages of their lives from sort of 1795 to present. And it sort of covers things like, you know, political and climate activism and being a single mother. And look, I haven't read the book. I bought the book, or I had to buy the book, because it was obviously a big winner, but it just sounds fantastic. But, you know, the place was packed. You know, the Writers' Festival is really special. You know, New Zealand writers, New Zealand books really puts Aotearoa on the map internationally. But honestly, there is so much to go and see. We've got Fat Freddy's Drop over the weekend. Hey, but there's a really fun one too. You know the Pink Path, the Te Ara Whiti Path, Pink Light Path?
Yeah.
They have a dance party on that path on Saturday night from 6 to 8. So they've got a sort of a funky track co-created by local rangatahi. And you go along and you can actually go online and learn a dance routine. It's sort of like, what do they call it when you'd get out there and do
a flash mob?
Flash mob, yeah. Almost like that because you practice. And it's on between 6 and 8 on Saturday night.
Cool.
And it's free, obviously. Not obviously, but it's free, and there's not a lot of, you know, free stuff's cool for everybody in this challenging environment, and not environment, challenging financial time. Then, of course, you can still boogie on down all month in your own time if you can't make Saturday night. So that's, yeah, then we had what else? I'm doing my big women thing at the moment because we announced that Chelsea Football Club, the women's team, is coming to Auckland later in the year too. So that's good. Football's a big growing sport, especially for women. And these girls are going to get, they're one of the best in the world, this team, and they're going to be out sort of encouraging young people to, you know, to get into football, get into sport, which makes them healthy. So that's something across the arts, sport, you name it, the city is buzzing.
It totally is, and it's absolutely shining this morning. Yeah, go women's football. They need all the support and attention they can get.
Yeah, can I just say one thing about that? What's really cool about this thing that we've got, this match that they're going to have later in the year, is tickets are under $20, they're $19, and it's 4 o'clock.
Cool.
It just means that young, you know, families can go and still get home at a reasonable hour, but you know, that's a pretty good price point for a match at Eden Park.
Yeah. Speaking things sports, there's a big Have Your Say consultation on skate parks. Tell us, like, what's this about? Because I know we got skaters that listen to B, and I know they want to protect their skate parks. So what's happening with them?
Yeah, and this is really cool because skating is really popular and it's sort of come a little bit under the radar. You know, you talk about the big sports, but actually what's been missing is really a bit of a an Auckland-wide oversight of skating. So we know that we've got some really well-used community spaces for skating, but what we need to understand is what's working well, what needs improving, and where future investment should be prioritised. I think I told you last time I spoke to you, I'd been to the National Skate Champs.
Yes, and that
Newmarket. Yes.
You've skated prior. You're
a
skater.
So can I just qualify that an accuracy as a politician is really important? And I'm not sure that I would call myself a skater.
Oh, look, you've given it a go.
Yeah, but I've given it a go with grandchildren, so very low level. But, you know, I just think it's really important for skaters to have their say, and we do this in a number of ways. There's an online survey, there's an interactive map, there's youth-focused engagement through Buzzly, and there's in-person opportunities at both skate, scooting and BMX events. So, Look, get in there, have your say, go to Have Your Say, you know, the classic Have Your Say on our website. But submissions can be made in writing, via email, in person, or by phone. And I think the next one, if you're into skating and you want to do it in person, you know, go to the GI Skate Park, King's Birthday Weekend, I think on the 30th there's an in-person one between 11 and 2 there.
Nice.
It's great, yeah.
Oh,
we just want to tell skaters that it's important, your sport is important to us, and we really want to hear from you.
So there's more funding going towards skate parks in the future once you've consulted what needs to be done.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what we're doing across the city, sort of from a value for money, what have we got? What's working well? Where does more investment need to be? It's not necessarily, you know, it's not about always throwing more money at stuff. It's saying, well, what is working? What isn't working? Where should these places be? Where should these places be? Where are they best placed regionally? So we get a spread. Where should the investment be that delivers the best outcome for the people who want to use them? That's probably how I'd put it.
Nice.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Good news.
It is good for skating and good for the city.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'd like to touch a little bit on the restructures that are happening with Auckland Transport at the moment. There's sort of been it's quite a big time of shift and change, you know, jobs being lost in AT and power, decision-making powers being centralised a bit more towards Auckland Council. Could you give us sort of an update on where things are at with this?
Yeah, look, this is a huge focus for us at the moment. So last week we got what we call Royal Assent, which is a sort of fancy name of saying Parliament passed the Local Government Auckland Council Transport Government Amendment Act 2026, which is a bit of a mouthful, but it basically meant, okay, we've stuck in law the change, because remember that up till now, transport, you know, well, transport is governed by legislation, and therefore if we want any changes, it has to be changed by legislation. So they've made the change, and they've given us 6 months to sort of get ourselves together and understand it and refine it, and like most things in law, the devil is often in the detail, right? So the theory is, and I absolutely back this 100%, that we want clearer accountability, stronger partnership with government, because so much in the transport space is done together. Delivered, we need to sort of be more efficient, and we need to have a greater level of accountability, right? So it splits itself into two bits. We have a public transport CCO only, and that's pretty basic, you know, an organisation just looking after our buses, trains, ferries, you know, public transport, basically.
Mm.
And then we have another part, which is bringing the road controlling authority, which every other council has, from Auckland Transport into Auckland Council, and establishing a new sort of entity, which is called the Auckland Regional Transport Committee. And that's governed by both sides, us and government. So we'll put three of us on it, and we'll get three Crown representatives and an independent chair, which both the Mayor and Minister Bishop will appoint. But then it looks at, I mean, what we're doing is basically moving more than, 1,300 people from one organisation to another. And that has to be done with care. And you know, we have to really do that really carefully. Our chief executive is leading that work. So basically, of the kind of 2,000 staff at Auckland Transport, roughly a third will go to the new public transport entity, and the balance will come to Auckland Council. So it's a lot of people and services that are impacted, and we need to do it with sensitivity and carefully. And at the moment, we're in a lot of consultation and discussions with, you know, people around what, you know, what that finally will look like.
Yeah, because we're looking at 20 jobs around about being lost, as well as, like you say, all these people moving from one sort of organisation to another. It sounds as though it's going to be quite a tumultuous time and potentially cost quite a lot of time, money, resources during a year that, you know, we have a lot going on in the world of transport, City Rail Link, etc.
Yeah, look, I just want to be really clear around the roles, because obviously any potential job loss is felt deeply. But it's a consultation, it's not a final decision,
right?
So at the moment they're going through kind of, you know, that consultation side with the staff themselves, and that feedback is essential. And we won't confirm any changes, any final changes, until that process is complete. I think it's important to acknowledge that. I mean, there'll be job changes and creation of new roles. So, you know, it's a big time for our chief executive and the staff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, you know, we need to just be very conscious that this is a lot of people,
yep.
a lot of unknown and a lot of uncertainty until people know what they're doing. And I think we just need to be really sensitive around that.
Mm-hmm. Is there a sort of worry that while this sort of thing is at the forefront and there's a lot of uncertainty, that things that are underway, you know, roads and City Rail Link, etc., will sort of have to go on the back burner? Or is there enough confidence that things can keep rolling even while all these job restructures are happening?
Oh, no, we, keep calm, carry on, is definitely, no, we have, transport is huge. We will open the CRL this year. and there's a lot happening in the transport space. And you know what, that's what I mean, all credit to these people. The work is still carrying on, right? We are still focused on taking transport forward. And, you know, transport is really forefront for a lot of Aucklanders at the moment, just the cost of getting from point A to point B, which is why we're sticking with our $50 fare cap and 40% discount for tertiary students and stuff still in place. So we are still focusing on delivering for Aucklanders every day and keeping our network functioning so everyone can get around.
Yeah. Hmm. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Desley. Always a pleasure to catch up with you, and hope you have a wonderful couple of weeks.
Thank you, Desley.
Same to you, Rosetta and Molly. Take care. Ka kite ana. Have a great day.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.